Parenting Moments on Shine FM every Wednesday with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder, Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Kimberly, good topic we kicked off last week for November, making peace with the past, emotions as allies. And you're going this month through 10 guideposts to making peace with the negative events of our past.
Yes, and this is based on the wonderful work of Dr. Hayes, who is the founder of Acceptance and Commitment Therapy. So here's number 3, observe your emotions. Eyes closed, jaws clenched, powering through. That, unfortunately, can actually further traumatize us. Even if you do what is important, you still reinforce that it's unsafe or you wouldn't be resisting it. Instead, slowing down and breathing, carefully noticing your body, observing and describing, more like watching a sunset or listening to a crying child than doing a math problem, is the relationship we need to develop with our emotions. Start by giving your emotions a name. Let your mind and body know that it's safe for you to see what hasn't been seen, to feel what hasn't been felt, and to voice what you have not yet said. Number 4, move towards yourself, not away from the pain. So, Dr. Hayes does a beautiful job of distilling distraction. It's a two-edged sword. The problem is not the traction part, stuff that moves us ahead, it's the dis state. It's not okay to be me. So stop dissing yourself. Find the traction to move towards what you value. Take the hot bath or listen to that calming music because you love it and because self-care is important. Don't do it as a diss.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So again, it's just a state of mind shift, right? So you can take a bath to distract yourself or you can take a bath to take care of yourself. And that subtle difference can start to help us accept our feelings and practice self-soothing.
Nice. Good information. Once again, we'll continue this topic of making peace with the past throughout the month. But Kimberly, for those that are listening right now, I know we got 2 locations in town, north and south, for people to get some help.
That's right. And so we offer support for all family members, whether it's counseling for your teen, a learning assessment for your son who may be struggling to learn to read, or marriage help for you and your spouse. We have counseling and assessment services for children, teens, and adults. And I have a gift certificate to give away today.
And we appreciate that each week, a chance to win valued at $250 for that initial consultation. We'll give that to who today?
Let's go with caller number 5.
Caller 5, 403-276-8888. Thank you so much, Kimberly. It's a great topic that we'll continue again next week.
I look forward to it, Mike. Have a great day.